Hello and welcome. My name is Joseph Reis. I'm the managing partner at Honeycomb. And today we talk about challenges and priorities for chief sales officers in 2022. Let's dig right in. Number one, organizational restructuring. And here in particular, we need to look at the enablement of each team member to add more value to customers or potential buyers. And how do we do that? We do that through social selling, but also digital prospecting. And we need to have a strategy in place for demand generation. And what we can see is that the traditional sales roles will transform heavily more to customer success leaders. We will have an increased focus on collaboration across the entire organization, and that includes the old battle between sales and marketing that needs to come together, including HR, including the senior leadership roles, but also product teams. So the chief sales officer has challenges and has priorities next year, which not only includes the sales team and the sales department, but runs across all other departments of an organization. Now, that is something we will see very drastically next year and the years to follow. We will also see that CSOs will drive accountability culture across the sales force and beyond. We will see that we will measure outcomes instead of output. So there will be a change in the KPIs and how we measure KPIs. The importance of KPIs from the past will fade away and new KPIs will arise, and the CSO will have to deal with that and measure these KPIs in a very thoughtful and business-driven way. We will see that the chief sales officer will enable their sales teams and sales reps to more accountability. What do we mean by that? Specifically, the pipeline development and the effort that goes into that will be with the sales reps and also the sales managers. And they need to find actionable insights for improvement. So accountability will be a big topic, and the power will be put into the sales reps' hands to act more independently. And so how can we do that as the chief sales officer or head of sales? Well, we have to communicate the company's core values and make sure that everybody is in line and aligned with the company's values. A lot of CSOs and a lot of sales organizations will introduce structured development programs to help sales reps and sales managers grow their skill sets. Sales must embrace digital innovation and technologies. And why do we say that? Well, the majority of CEOs believe in digital transformation, topics such as cloud, artificial intelligence, and social media. And there's a strong need for CSOs to ensure that their sales teams embrace these digital innovations and technologies in their daily work, but also in their strategy, in their sales methodology, and in their sales approach. The role of a chief sales officer has evolved drastically and changed tremendously over the past years. And it's going from being focused on acquiring new business to now driving the business in the context of an entire digital transformation process across the whole organization. Now, that is something new, and that is something tremendously important to consider in the planning and in the strategy. We will also see that customer loyalty has to improve by embracing digital innovation and technologies. Sales organizations will have to adopt advanced communication channels such as social media and strengthening their analytics capabilities. Big keyword here is big data. We also see that there's a mobile-enabled infrastructure for accessing data and information anytime, anywhere that the CSO has to consider and implement into the sales organization and cross-department as well. Now, why should sales organizations embrace digital innovation and technology? Well, the answer is simple, because the buyers already have. The savviness of buyers negates the need for sales interactions. That is something that changes the whole sales landscape for the years to come. Buyer enablement strategies must be at the top of the priority list. And also this creates, of course, new challenges for the CSO, for sales managers, for sales reps. We will also see the need for advanced forms of analytics capabilities to address these challenges, improve conversion rates, and develop predictive sales intelligence, either develop or buy them into the sales organization from third-party providers. The more predictive our sales strategy and sales approach is, the better the outcome and the results will be. Thank you for listening to the Sales Nation podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to honeycombagency.co.uk. If you loved this episode, head over to iTunes or Spotify to subscribe, rate, and leave a 5-star review. It's very much appreciated. Thank you.